Now we go to the great Peter King as he launched MMQB, the Monday Morning Quarterback, and we welcome him to the official Raiders podcast. Peter, great to talk to you again. And with the Raiders sitting at 4-2, heading to Jacksonville with a lot of big moments so far this year, assess the Raiders. Did you think they'd be playing this well and be sitting with four wins at this point?
JT, they're right about where I thought they would be. Except I thought they'd be playing a little better defensively. I thought they would be the explosive offensive team that they've been. I mean, it's surprising to me to run it quite as well without some Latavius Murray at times, you know. But I think what you're seeing right now is that the promise of Derek Carr is really paying off. I don't know how you cannot be bullish on Derek Carr, not only his short-term future, but his long-term. So I think that's helped. And I think there is some part of me when I watch this team play that makes me think that, you know, it might take a while for Khalil Mack to get used to playing with great expectations, because I think he has struggled with that part of his game.
Peter, the defense is ranked 32nd overall, 32nd in the past, 30th rush defense. Talk about what you think is the strength of Jack Del Rio's principles on defense with Ken Norton Jr. Do you think they can get on the same page on all these players just not living up to expectation, especially the free agents?
See, I think that's part of it, JT, but I think one of the other things is that, look, you know, as long as you are going to rely on a heavy dose of free agency, and I'm not saying that they were the Giants this offseason or anything, but look at the New York Giants, for instance. They have played well in fits and starts on defense, but they've had some bad defensive games too. And so I think when you rely on newcomers to play really, really big roles, especially, I would say this, especially at positions where you need really good chemistry, especially, you know, like in the secondary at corner, I would maintain that one of the reasons why the Arizona Cardinals have built this really good secondary over the last few years is that they've had guys who played together for a while, and they've had guys who know where each other are going to be on every snap. And so I think that is one of the things that you look at when you have some newcomers and you're trying to get them to play on the same page. I'd say one other thing. Like, I still think, that this absolutely unequivocally will not be the 32nd ranked team on defense. It just isn't going to happen. They're going to be better as the season goes along. And I think they're going to be better as Mac adjusts to doing some things differently and as Mac adjusts to more and more pressure put on him by opposing offensive coordinators.
Peter King's our guest. Peter, looking at the Jaguars who take on the Raiders, what do you like about what they're doing with their scheme, with their young players they've drafted on defense with speed, especially coming off the edge? And Blake Bortles really has some good weapons at the wide receiver position.
You know, I wrote this the other day that, look, Blake Bortles got a good win in Chicago, no question about it. But one of the things that bothers me about Blake Bortles, it's going to be okay. He might turn out to be really good. But I think that he needs to have significantly better. I think he needs more of a sense of awareness of the decisions he makes and some of the passes he throws, you know, just are not good. That's one thing. But I'd say this about their defense right now, JT. When I saw them in training camp, one of the things that Fowler, Miles Jack, Jalen Ramsey. I mean, Jalen Ramsey is really going to be good. And I think Dante Fowler over the long term is really going to be good. But they are a team. It's hard to say they're going to be really good right now because all these guys basically are playing pro football for the first time. And so then he's supposed to, like, you know, Prince of Tomorrow, who could never stay healthy. Is to me a mysterious team. It's funny, JT. I picked the Raiders and the Jaguars to win their divisions at the start of the year, and I'm feeling pretty good about my Raiders pick, but I think the Jaguars are at least 1 year away.
Peter, last question. At the Hall of Fame, with Ken Stabler getting in after he passed away and really securing those great Raider teams of the 70s, there's still individuals out there who are waiting, from Cliff Branch to Tom Flores, the fans of Jim Plunkett there. But can you just wrap this up by how important it was for Stabler to get in? That shows that team, with dating back to Jim Otto and Art Shell and Gene Upshaw and Casper and Biletnikoff, how important it was for the Raiders to have their quarterback finally in Canton.
Yeah, JT, I think that John Madden, I've never seen him as impassioned about a subject as I saw about him and Ken Stabler belonging in it. And I think also one of the things that drove the momentum for him with the Hall, honestly, one of the things, I think this was really important, is the fact that so many of his foes, particularly the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, their attitude was, you got to be crazy that this guy isn't in the Hall of Fame. I was on the fence for quite a while, but at the end I was convinced, you know, by sort of the overwhelming sentiment for him. And you know, the next guy, I believe, JT, is Cliff Branch. I think that you ask anybody over a decade-long period, basically, and they would tell you that Lynn Swann absolutely was not more dangerous. He may have been as dangerous as Cliff Branch, but he wasn't more dangerous. And, I mean, the one guy who I think really, really deserves it, and I hope he gets out of the seniors committee soon and has a chance in the room to have his case discussed, is Cliff Branch.
Awesome, Peter. Great talking to you again. I know you're thrilled about Monday morning quarterback. Tell our listeners on the way out why this is so important to you as a personal venture and how well it's going.
Well, JT, 3.5 years ago, we started this site, the MMQB. The MMQB, basically, I want to try to help some of the young journalists. You know, we've got 6 people working for us, writing for us, average age of 28 years, 3 months old. And I want young people to be able to be really good at this, and not only to be really good at it, but to be as lucky as I've been over the years. If you're passionate about it, I want to help you be great. So I've been lucky to get a staff of really hungry young people who are doing good work, and I appreciate you mentioning it.
Hope to talk to you down the road again, Peter. All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, JT.